Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exists? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number 2 of Govern America, and it continues to be the 1st of February, 2014. As we continue on here, the snow is out, still coming down in full force out there right now. You know, I heard that we're supposed to get like maybe up to 2 feet or something by Wednesday. I'm not sure if that report is true or not, but that's what I read on the internet. You know, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right? Anyway, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're talking about this Obama State of the Union address right now, and there's much about the economy. They focus a lot about the economy because there's a very good reason for that. This is the thing that's on the American people's mind more than anything. You know, we don't care about climate change. We don't care about all of these other programs that the government tries to foist upon us. And as time goes on, Nancy, we've got information here. He's launched a new retirement initiative. This thing here, to me anyway, seems like a way of stealing more people's money. We'll get to that as time progresses here. But anyway, getting back to this thing, he talks a lot about well, what I consider to be green jobs.
We'll need Congress to protect more than 3 million jobs by finishing transportation and waterways bills this summer. That can happen. But I'll act on my own to slash bureaucracy and streamline the permitting process for key projects so we can get more construction workers on the job as fast as possible.
I'll act on my own. Once again, Mr. Dictator in the Oval Office. Transportation, waterways, infrastructure jobs, Agenda 21, ladies and gentlemen, green jobs. We've talked a lot about what a scam green jobs are. Most of these programs have not produced any viable result. They've stolen a lot of money from taxpayers, however. But now he goes on to talk about how he's going to put more Americans back to work.
And my administration's launched 2 hubs for high-tech manufacturing in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Youngstown, Ohio, where we've connected businesses to research universities that can help America lead the world in advanced technologies. Tonight I'm announcing we'll launch 6 more this year. Bipartisan bills in both houses could double the number of these hubs and the jobs they create. So get those bills to my desk. Put more Americans back to work.
Now, you know, Nancy, we talked about with Vicki Davis often on this program about what she called Trojan triangles.
Yep, there you go.
What he's talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is the, quote, knowledge-based economy. Or another word for it is collaborative economics, where universities are being brought to the center of the economy, and they are going to be the focus, the source from which, you know, basically the hub around which other things grow. Okay, and the actual term for this, as we covered with Vicki Davis a few weeks ago, is called the triple helix model. European economists coined that term, and what it boils down to is government working with academia and industry. This is not a free market economy, by the way. It's not a market based economy. It is in fact corporate fascism. There's a website called the Triple Helix Conference, triplehelixconference.org. And on this, they explain it themselves. I mean, here it is from the horse's mouth. The triple helix concept comprises three basic elements. Number one, a more prominent role for the university in innovation on a par with industry and government in a knowledge-based society. Number two, a movement toward collaborative relationships among the three major institutional spheres in which innovation policy is increasingly an outcome of interaction rather than a prescription from government. Number three, in addition to fulfilling their traditional functions, each institutional sphere also, quote, takes the role of the other, unquote, performing new roles as well as their traditional function. Institutions taking non-traditional roles are viewed as a major potential source of innovation in innovation. So here you have it. The triple helix model, or what Vicki Davis called before she seen their term for it, Trojan triangles.
Yep.
And this is exactly what he's talking about here when he talks about these manufacturing hubs, adding more around the country. Anyway, he goes on.
Americans understand that some people will earn more money than others. And we don't resent those who, by virtue of their efforts, achieve incredible success. That's what America's all about.
Uh-huh.
But Americans overwhelmingly agree that no one who works full-time should ever have to raise a family in poverty. In the years since I asked this Congress to raise the minimum wage, five states have passed laws to raise theirs. Every mayor, governor, state legislator in America, I say, you don't have to wait for Congress to act. Americans will support you if you take this on. And as the chief executive, I intend to lead by example. Profitable corporations like Costco see higher wages as the smart way to boost productivity and reduce turnover. We should too. In the coming weeks, I will issue an executive order requiring federal contractors to pay their federally funded employees a fair wage of at least $10.10 an hour, because if you cook our troops' meals or wash their dishes, you should not have to live in poverty.
All right. Raising the minimum wage, folks, will accomplish nothing of substance. Whenever the minimum wage is increased, prices go up for goods and services that you buy, because businesses have to pass the cost along to consumers. So this is a purely political move. That's the first point.
And we have to remember, we're going to have what was it, $40 billion in new taxes. We're mm-hmm. going to have higher prices. Where are these new jobs? They don't exist.
Well, I think what you're getting at is, you know, if he raises the contract workers' wages, who's going to pay for that? You know.
Taxpayers.
And anyway, here's the point, ladies and gentlemen. How many contract workers that work for the government do you know that make less than $10 an hour? You know, I would be willing to wager. I don't know if there's any data on that or not, but I guarantee you, there's not very many. Most of them make, you know, are very, very well paid. So it's a scam.
The janitors make more than that.
It's a total scam. That's the point. This is a completely political move that just is completely symbolic. It has no substance whatsoever. But to the average American, looking at this, oh, you know, he's really trying to help people. Well, now he's going to help you again. He's setting you up for another scam. Listen to this.
Let's do more to help Americans save for retirement.
Uh-huh.
Today, most workers don't have a pension. A Social Security check often isn't enough on its own.
Social Security check is not, you know, now, folks, you better remember that statement. That's a pretty important statement, because what he's getting ready to unload on you next, that statement's going to be pretty important.
And while the stock market has doubled over the last 5 years, that doesn't help folks who don't have 401ks. That's why tomorrow I will direct the Treasury to create a new way for working Americans to start their own retirement savings. My IRA. It's a new savings bond that encourages folks to build a nest egg.
All right. You know, I'm almost up against the clock again. It's amazing how fast these segments are going today. I'm just blown away by it. So in order to dissect this properly, I think I'm going to have to do it after the break. MIRA. That's the bottom line. MIRA. It's supposed to be a play on words with IRA, MIRA. But folks, for one thing, there's...
And keep in mind, he said savings law.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me get to this after the break, because I can't do it justice before the break. So let's go ahead and take the break, and we'll be back in a moment here on Govern America on RBN. Stay with us.
Shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Stock market has doubled over the last 5 years. That doesn't help folks who don't have 401ks. That's why tomorrow I will direct the Treasury to create a new way for working Americans to start their own retirement savings. My IRA. It's a new savings bond that encourages folks to build a nest egg.
All right, I wanted to play that audio again because I want it to be fresh in your mind. This, as I said before the break, is a play on words. My-ra, like Ira. Only, Nancy, you know, everything that Washington does operates on occult symbols. Okay? We see this over and over again in everything. Many things have two meanings, one for your consumption and the real meaning, one for their consumption. Okay? Now, when I heard him say Myra or Myra, first thing that comes to my mind, folks, if you flip over your dollar bill, you will see the pyramid with the all-seeing eye of Horus on the back. The all-seeing eye is associated with Ra, R-A. Ra is the ancient Egyptian sun god. The sun god is the light bearer, who they call Lucifer. Okay, so here you have a government retirement plan that is essentially being called My Lucifer. Now, I can't think of a better thing to call a Ponzi scheme being run by a bankrupt government designed to steal people's money. Can you?
Well, you know, Darren, I mean, oh my word, where do I begin? They're taking pension, anything that the government becomes involved in, your Social Security, which is gone. It's been long gone. We know that. They simply say, oh, we'll take care of this for you. In fact, we'll force you to give us this money. And then when you need it, where is it? Right now, we can't even get to our Social Security, the full amount of it, until we're 70 years old. Most people don't work or can't work and up to 70 years old. They're going to steal it. It's just more theft.
Now, last week, Nancy, we referred to the plan by Rahm Emanuel. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I mentioned last week, it's just funny that he brought this up in this State of the Union address, because just last week I mentioned the plan by Rahm Emanuel and the fact that they had universal retirement in the plan.
Yep.
One of the things that he says, Rahm Emanuel, of course, being Obama's former chief of staff, now the mayor of Chicago, but he says a 401k with every job. Now he goes, he talks a lot about a lot of different things in here, outlines what, how they wanted to do it. But one of the things he says in here is employers could enroll each worker in their own plan or in a state sponsored retirement plan similar to the federal thrift savings plan. Skipping down here, he says, well, he refers to tax reform, too, which Obama also talked about. So, I mean, I'm not going to get into too much into the plan by Rahm Emanuel because we just don't have time. But all of a sudden, I'm getting a massive squeal here. But the point is here, ladies and gentlemen, this has all been designed, and he goes on to talk about more about the details of, quote, the plan.
For decades, IRA guarantees a decent return with no risk of losing what you put in.
No risk of losing what you put in. Now, this is a total lie.
Absolutely.
Even if this plan was well-intentioned, which it's not, anytime you're dealing with investments, ladies and gentlemen, there's always risk involved. Always. Investment in government bonds of a bankrupt government? No risk involved? Are you kidding me? You know, and I come back to Social Security. They've been threatening to cut elderly people off of that government, quote, lockbox, ever since its inception.
Absolutely.
So no risk of losing? I mean, CNN reports on how the MyRA, or My Lucifer plan, would work. They say that the account will function as a Roth IRA, which allows savers to invest after tax dollars and withdraw the money in retirement tax-free. But unlike traditional Roth IRAs, the accounts will solely invest in government savings bonds. Government savings bonds. They will also be backed by the U.S. government, meaning that savers can never lose their principal investment. Uh-huh. Folks, you know what I think this is? I think this is a scam to keep this Ponzi Federal Reserve money scheme going a little longer by stealing money from people who are going to unknowingly, unwittingly put money into this government savings plan so that they can turn around and steal the people's money.
There you go.
That's what I think's going on here. Anyway, he goes on to talk about, you know, government health care.
For decades, few things exposed hardworking families to economic hardship more than a broken health care system. And in case you haven't heard, we're in the process of fixing that.
Yeah, they're in the process of fixing it. Well, let me give you a couple examples about how it's being fixed.
Administrators at Seattle Children's today said they predicted this would happen, and it's even worse than they expected. It's being denied specialty treatment at the hospital by insurance providers on the Washington Health Benefits Exchange. Children filed requests on behalf of 125 of their patients. Of those, they say they got only 20 responses, 8 of which were denials. Dr. Sandy Meltzer said all this comes after reassurances that certain unique specialty cases would still be covered.
Well, some of the patients who were denied are ones who clearly would fall into that unique category. A 2-year-old with a new significant neck mass that was being evaluated for infection or malignancy. An older child with a chronic of severe medical condition requiring multidisciplinary care here. A baby that had a skull abnormality.
Children's went ahead and treated those cases anyway, but Dr. Meltzer said they can't afford to keep doing it that way. A spokesman for...
Okay, so sick kids are being denied specialty care directly attributable to Obamacare. Okay? This is how they are fixing your health care system. That report, by the way, was from KING TV in Seattle, Washington. Here's another one. And Nancy, this is a local story about a local a Dodge dealer here in Jackson, Michigan.
Obama administration today released new numbers showing a December surge in signups to the government's rehabilitated health care website. Total enrollment now tops 1.1 million. That's after 975,000 Americans signed up this month alone. Meantime, for a lot of Americans, including those working for small businesses, there is still uncertainty and often sticker shock over their health choices. NBC News senior investigative correspondent Lisa Myers reports from Michigan.
40 employees of Extreme Dodge in Jackson, Michigan, just came face to face with the new realities of health care, and most did not like what they see.
How is this helping the average American that works 40 to 50 hours a week? How are we supposed to live?
At their annual benefits meeting, they were told their current insurance was canceled because it doesn't comply with the new health care law, and that the dealership had decided to take things in a new direction.
It doesn't add up.
The company is changing how it handles health insurance this year. Instead of actually providing a company health plan, as it has for 35 years, the business now will give each worker $2,400 to buy insurance or spend on something else. That $2,400 is slightly more than the company spent per worker on health insurance this year, the owner says. The change is to control future costs.
All right, I got to take a break here. I'll tell you what, let's take this break and let's continue this report afterwards. And I'm going to try and get to your phone calls as quickly as possible. Stay with us.
IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Fox.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And let's continue here with this report. This is a local dealership here in Jackson, Michigan, just a stone's throw from where Nancy and I are at. And this is how they've been affected by Obamacare.
Is it a step back in your commitment to provide health care?
As a business owner, you know, we have to be viable first and then provide services.
How are you?
The owner brought in an insurance broker to help his workers figure out if they'd be better off buying insurance elsewhere. There were a handful of winners, mostly low-income workers who can get insurance for very little through the new government health care exchange. You exciting?
Oh, yeah. Anything that could help me and my family out, that's what we're going to do.
Others make a little too much for a government subsidy and will use the $2,400 from the company to buy a group plan it has recommended. But under that new group plan, they face much higher out-of-pocket costs. The deductible will go from $1,125 this year to $3,000 next year, and maximum out-of-pocket costs jump from $2,250 to $6,350. And for families, those numbers double.
You don't make that much money to begin with. And the prescriptions are going to kill me.
While employees here are used to their costs going up every year, it's never before been this dramatic. Most of this group count themselves as losers under the new law. Many feel they're paying too much to help others get insurance.
There's nothing wrong with trying to help people, but there's a better way. This isn't the way.
A veteran mechanic said he'd hoped the new law would help his family. Now he's upset.
The days of low deductibles and all that stuff are gone. So it's not going to get any better. It's just going to get worse.
Lisa Myers, NBC News, Jackson, Michigan.
So here you go, folks. How many millions have lost their health coverage under Obamacare? How many people have been confronted with eye-popping prices under the Affordable Care Act?
How many people are being denied medical care? Everyone over 70 is denied medical care.
Yeah, and here's another thing that we predicted. You know, Obamacare has become the springboard for more government intervention into your life. Didn't we predict this on the show?
Yes.
You know, I distinctly remember.
It's also the springboard for assisted suicide, which will,
yep,
of course, eventually lead to euthanasia, as in Europe.
Yeah. Washington Times reports one major problem with Obamacare that the president failed to mention in his State of the Union address is pending regulations that could make food more costly. The law's Section 4205 requires restaurants with 20 or more locations to list calorie content information for each menu item on a board at every establishment. The cost of this intrusive regulation will be passed on to consumers, of course, in the form of higher prices, the last thing we need in a struggling economy. Some relief may be on the way, though, in the form of bipartisan legislation. Well, I wouldn't place a whole lot of stock in their bipartisan legislation. But they talk about
we're way, way, way past a struggling economy. When you've got half of the people in this country now living in poverty, we're way past a struggle.
Yeah, they say on top of the burdensome costs they impose, the regulations, the existing Obamacare menu regulations do not take into account whether customers will even see the menu boards. Pizza chain Domino's already has a Cal-O-meter on its website since the majority of its customers call on or order online. Yet it would still have to comply with Section 4205 and create physical signs in all of its stores, which the vast majority of its customers never enter. So, you know, more regulation, more things that they're doing to help you.
Citizenship means standing up for the lives that gun violence steals from us each day. I've seen the courage of parents, students, pastors, police officers all over this country who say, we are not afraid. And I intend to keep trying, with or without Congress, to help stop more tragedies from visiting innocent Americans in our movie theaters and our shopping malls or schools like Sandy Hook.
So, in other words, gun control with or without congressional approval. Once again, I intend to
and
act
ongoing
with,
false
without
flags.
Congress. Yeah, ongoing false flags, that's right, because Sandy Hook was a false flag. The Boston bomber, which, by the way, Jhar Tsarnaev, now they're trying to push the death penalty for him, because we can't have anybody alive that's able to tell the truth about what really happened there in Boston. So that one, they're trying to put him to death.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. I got a few more of these clips, but I want to go ahead and open up the phone lines because I know that we have some folks that want to call in, and you're welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. He goes on to talk about, the war in Iraq, various other things as well.
Tonight, because of the extraordinary troops and civilians who risk and lay down their lives to keep us free, the United States is more secure. When I took office, nearly 180,000 Americans were serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. Today, all our troops are out of Iraq. More than 60,000 of our troops have already come home from Afghanistan. With Afghan forces now in the lead for their own security, our troops have moved to a support role. Together with our allies, we will complete our mission there by the end of this year, and America's longest war will finally be over.
All right. Here we have from CBS News, Pentagon eyes 10,000 troops for Afghanistan, or none. They say the Pentagon has proposed leaving 10,000 troops in Afghanistan after 2014, but then draw down the number to zero by the end of 2016. Now, we talk a lot about on this broadcast about how these wars never end, and we never really leave a country. Supposedly, we left Iraq. We're still funding the Iraqi military. We're still funding a lot of things over there. We're still heavily involved. Our CIA is still heavily involved in that country, as well as many others throughout the Middle East. Okay? So we don't ever really leave a country to begin with.
And we're still after Iran like crazy.
Yeah. And we're moving on to new theaters in Africa. White House officials have not publicly commented on the proposal. It is contingent on Afghan President Hamid Karzai signing the bilateral security agreement. As I said, he's pretty ticked off with us.
We're
right
also
now.
Deeply, deeply involved with South Korea and doing military exercises with them.
Yeah, skipping over here to the New York Times, they say American and NATO military planners facing continued political uncertainty about whether foreign troops will remain in Afghanistan after December have drawn up plans to deploy a force this summer that is tailored to assume a training mission in 2015, but is also small enough to withdraw if no deal for an enduring presence is reached, alliance officials said. With President Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan refusing to sign security agreements approving a presence for American and NATO troops after 2014, allied military planners have been forced to prepare for both sudden success and abject failure of proposals for a continuing mission to train, advise, and assist Afghan forces after combat operations officially end this year. The point is, folks, they don't want us here. They don't want us there, and so why should we be there? That's the whole point. We should have never been there in the first place. But the Chicago Tribune talks about our wasted effort in Afghanistan. They say the United States government and the Taliban don't agree on much, except for the fact that we can fund them. But that's my words, not theirs. But they have found one point of convergence. Both think someone needs to get a hose and put out the flames engulfing Hamid Karzai's pants. The Afghan president has often criticized the Americans for carrying out drone strikes that kill innocent bystanders. But over the past year or so, he has started blaming us for things we didn't even do. Yeah, right. He has gone from understandably prickly to irrationally hysterical. Last month, he welcomed Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel to Kabul by publicly accusing the U.S. of collaborating with the Taliban in bombings that killed 17 people. Oh, we didn't do that? Folks, I would be surprised if we weren't collaborating with the Taliban. If he's ticked off at us, this is a guy that's on the payroll, whose cabinet was on the payroll of the CIA. And he's saying that we collaborated with the Taliban. I tend to believe Karzai a little more than I do our own government. He says those bombs went off in Kabul and Khost. "We're not a show of force to America," he announced. "They were in service of America." So this is why he won't sign this, quote, security agreement. All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to your calls when we come back. Stay with us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I'll tell you what, I have some other things here to discuss, but we'll get to that after time progresses. We have a bunch of calls on the line right now, and I want to go ahead and go to the phones. We do have a couple of open lines, too, if you want to jump on board. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go out to down to North Carolina and talk to Renee. Renee, you're up first.
Well, I have one for y'all this morning at RossStory.com. They have a story titled, Pentagon Compiles Massive Encyclopedia of Ethical Failures. Now, there's your problem, okay? No morals among government employees. You know, everything you discuss, like you were talking about the illegal aliens. Well, keyword illegal. Who let them in, tens of millions of them, and who refused to send them back? In other words, government employees failed, okay?
Yeah.
Everything I find, I can always trace it back. Because there's an agent, there's something that looks over every problem. And so if that problem's out of hand, somebody in government has failed. You know, I was thrilled when y'all opened up saying it's a bipartisan problem. Because
yeah.
I find so many people, even though I know they know about the right-left paradigm, they continue to do it. And you see, I have to say, I don't care. You can be gay, black, pink and green, striped, liberal, whatever. I will join hands with you if you are for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, honest government, and removal of all these corrupt employees. I don't care.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of a live and let live person myself, to be quite honest with you. The only thing I have a problem with these homosexual rights groups is that they have a tendency to want to push everything off on everybody else. And that's where I have a problem. You know, when they frame it in a civil rights context, then that is makes it really unlawful. They push laws to force businesses to, quote, not discriminate against them. That's where I have a real problem. When ministers are forced against their will and against their beliefs to conduct marriages, then that's where I have a problem.
Right, right. And I understand your point. But the thing is, I hear a lot of talk against liberals. Okay, the thing is, the very best person I met during the Ron Paul campaign, hardworking person, good father, good husband, Ron Paul supporter, still in touch with him to this day, was a liberal Democrat. So the thing is, I find it offensive when I know what a wonderful person this is, who is, I believe, part of the solution, bashed. So the thing is, I don't like it. I don't care if somebody has a different religious belief or no religious belief. As well, you know, like the old saying is, you can swing your arms all you want till you hit somebody in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, that should be the criteria, particularly among libertarians. You know, the thing
if we want liberty
for ourselves, we have to accept some of the things that we don't particularly care about. Where other people get their liberty also. Like I say, I'm absolutely, some of these groups are obnoxious, and I'm not for that.
Well, let me just jump in here for just a second, Renee, because mm-hmm. I guess I have a problem with this whole concept of libertarianism anyway. You know, I think people use this term to describe themselves without really delving into what it really means to be a libertarian, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Libertarianism, if you read the party platform, they're all about free trade. They're all about, opening the borders. If you really delve into it, the only time that they're really against illegal immigration is when they say it's a, quote, threat to national security. So people really need to really delve into what the libertarian platform, the party platform, really means. I am not a libertarian. And I've said on this broadcast that if you call it, you know, and I'm not. This is not directed at you. I'm saying anybody that calls themselves a libertarian, what you're really doing, probably unknowingly, you're calling yourself a globalist, because that's really what libertarianism is about.
And I used that word, but the same thing is, see, I have the same problem with the word communism. The thing is, that word has been so misused, abused, it has so many meanings to different people.
Yeah.
I avoid that like the plague, because like I said, you know, they used communism as the excuse to first invade Vietnam, or they
mm-hmm.
used that for us to go meddle in South America. So I am with you about
I'm with you as well.
And your point is very well taken. What we're talking about is the conquer and divide. It is the oldest political trick in the book.
Yeah.
And until people join together so that they can reclaim their constitutional rights, we will have none.
And see, I'm with y'all on that. See, because I hear so much energy is wasted on people, on conservatives and Republicans still playing the right-left paradigm, bashing the left, bashing the liberals. No. The thing is, the people who have failed us are people from both parties who work in government, who we paid to do a job, and who have used their positions to financially enrich themselves, selectively help friends, prosecute and hurt people who have no power they don't like. And the thing is, it's their moral, like this article, like I say, it's really hilarious about the Pentagon, an encyclopedia of ethical failures. One guy, in order to get rid of his mistress, sent a phony notice that he had been killed in action when he had not. I mean, some of it's kind of amusing to hear. If they spent half as much time being moral instead of being creative in order to be immoral, things would be much better off.
Well, you know, in order to have a moral government, you have to have a moral people. And see, this is why they have worked so very hard to destroy morality in this country. This is why you have sleazebags like Lady Gaga and Kesha and what's that other whore? The one that was just at the Grammys the other night. Yeah,
Katy Perry.
Yeah, you got all these sleazebag sellouts on stage.
They're on both sides. Look how many finally it catches up with, you know, conservative Christian pastors who end up getting caught up in sexual scandals and stuff. So in some ways, they're just hypocrites about it.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I totally know what you mean.
I like to point out on, in other words, there is good and bad in all groups. You have good and you have bad Christians. I mean, we're supposedly a Christian country, and look at the mess we're in. So obviously a hell of a lot of Christians are doing a hell of a lot of immoral stuff.
Absolutely.
See? So it's in,
no argument.
I don't like getting into the whole, well, one group is bad and one group is not bad. Unless, like I say, pretty much, and when it comes to government employees, I tell you what, it seems overwhelmingly bad because...
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Absolutely.
Well, half of them are drug addicts
Renee,
and alcoholics.
Yeah, I totally agree with you 100%. There's really nothing there that I really find that I disagree with. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Renee. The calls are starting to stack up there, so I got to move on. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. I'll probably have to hold you over the top of the hour news. But, Chris, go right ahead, sir.
Not a problem, Dave and Nancy. Thank you very much.
It's Darren, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Excuse me, Darren. I was doing three things.
Lots of people make that mistakes, but go ahead.
Well, you're both great commentators. I appreciate having you there. You've got the fastest 3 hours in radio on the net.
That's what I feel like.
And we really do.
You know, anyway, what's on your mind there, Chris?
Well, you made a couple of very interesting points that I don't think you quite noted during your commentary. And one, you said they moved the... Pardon me, I'm a little sick this morning. They've moved the target point for Social Security to 70, and then they've also changed the point where they cut you off of health care to 70, so they've created the point where you can't, once you time out to get Social Security, now you got to be on your own or you die.
Yeah. So in other words, what you're saying is they move the goalpost and keep moving the goalpost. Yeah, and that's a perfect example as to why you can't trust them with a retirement plan.
No.
So precisely. And I did note particularity. Hitler asked qualities to his speech and talking like the bull moose and, of course, Reagan and Kennedy. And he's obviously studied these great orators, but he's become a great bloviator, telling lies instead of truth. And
well, Chris, I'm going to have to hold you over the top of the hour, so just hang with us a little bit longer, and we'll get to you right out of the gate in the next hour, okay? Folks, hour
Absolutely.
Number 3 of Govern America is straight ahead. Stay with us.